and you don't get enough of that. I mean, any dentist will say almost that you don't massage your gums enough, but with those little toothbrushes, you would.
John Avery, get chewing gum or stuff that you use chewing gum off trees?
Yeah, the rosin off the sweet gum tree.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? Well, it was, because that's all we had. We didn't know about chewing gum.
What kind of tree would you tap for syrup?
Oh, the maple tree.
Any certain kind of maple? Or
sugar maple.
Okay. And what would you call a place where a lot of maples grow together?
I don't know, if it'd be a clump or, well, I don't know, a grove or...
A kind of tree that has broad leaves that are all shed at one time, but the bark peels, and a lot of times people use the wood for chopping blocks. And it's a shade tree.
I know.
Oh, another kind.
Sycamore.
Okay, could you tell me some common trees in our community?
Oh, the pine, oak, the water oak, and the broad oak, and the kind of hickory. Trying to think about the trees that we have in our area, because we have the sourwood, magnolias, dogwoods, redbuds, the real, of course, redbud. Trail, you know, we have to have a lot of redwood.
Okay, that's good. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
All right. Okay. Real quick, let me ask you this one. A woman who's lost her husband is called
a widow.
All right. And if her husband just left her. You know, he's not dead, but he just left her, so people might call her...
A divorcee.
Okay.
Oh, if she was divorced.
Well, if she was. Have you ever heard the expression grass widow?
Yes.
How did you use that? What was a grass widow?
Well, I thought that was like a divorcee.
Okay. And a woman has a husband and a man has a...
Wife.
All right. Do you know any old... time names for wife or words that mean wife that old people might say? Instead of my wife, they might say...
My old lady.
Okay.
My old man, she might say.
Alright. What's the kind of bushes that make your skin break out, itch, if you get some of it on you?